Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got to tell you, I am always amazed at how out of touch our country is with so many things. And when I say that, I'm jumping right in, right? And I'm jumping in for a reason. Seriously, we're going to have retired Major General Paul Valley join me in just a little bit. But I am so tired of listening to all the garbage going on, especially the garbage from the left. How out of touch they are with reality. How they sit there. I've never heard so much ignorance in my life as an adult. How they can sit there in these rallies and so forth and so on and back Palestine trying to compare Israel, I mean, their retaliation, whatever you want to call it, they considered it worse than what happened on Sunday? Because I don't know, I didn't read any reports of the Jews, of the Israeli army, going into the homes of these people, dragging them out, shooting their grandparents, elderly, bunch of cowards, just killing elderly people, dragging out the elderly. Boy, aren't you a tough guy? Aren't you a nasty, tough guy? And if your God told you to do that, wow, that's even worse. Yeah, I said it. That's even worse. You know, seriously, a God that told me to rip out old ladies, old men that could barely walk and kill them. Yeah, not a God I want anything to do with. You know, the Christians call that the God of this world. Yeah, figure it out. I am. I mean, this thing has really, really touched me from a standpoint, not because I'm so much in love with the Jews, so much in love with the Israelis. That's not what's driving this in me. What's driving this in me is a pure evil behind this. And how Americans have no clue. They don't even know. Right? They call this occupied territory. They don't even know that the UN are the ones that gave, and pretty much everybody agreed, to this property to Israel, which was theirs to begin with anyway. Story for another day. But it's just amazing to me how ignorant we are. A total failure of our school districts, total failure of our school systems, of our education systems. This is not a feel-good or an understanding one way or the other, what have you. Right? This is them not understanding, kids not understanding, adults, frankly, not understanding. Truly, what Israel is all about. how it came about, where it's from, how long this fighting has been going on. The fact that in Israel, a woman can go get educated. And in Israel, a woman can walk alone. In Israel, a woman doesn't have to cover her whole face and eyes and everything else. But to call Israel oppressive. Right? In Palestine? It's just amazing. In Palestine, you have no rights. And again, I'm going to say it over and over and over again. I get the biggest kick out of the fact that the gay and lesbian community, not all, but a big part of the gay and lesbian community are running around with signs that say they stand with Palestine. Well, let me tell you what. Why don't you go over there with the signs? You won't stand for long, I guarantee it. They're using you as a pawn right now, but you won't stand for long. Because your sin is punishable by death there. There's no sympathy for you being gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever, however many genders you perceive there to be. Not going to happen. So get your facts straight. Stop buying into what your professor's saying or somebody in your party is saying. Get it together and figure out for real, truly, how they feel about you. And then make your stand. Right now, you have no clue, and yet you're making a stand. It is so funny to me because it's so perfect as to how that side operates. They could care less. As long as they got you screaming and yelling and waving flags, they could care less. Well, true or not, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre turned up the heat on members of that far-left squad group during Tuesday's press conference. She blasted their comments on the war between Israel and Hamas as wrong, repugnant, and disgraceful. She went on to say, I've seen some of those statements this weekend, and we're going to continue to be very clear. We believe they're wrong. We believe they're repugnant. We believe they're just... Now, listen, how's this? Since Joey B is the head of the Democrat Party, right? Then what he needs to do is send a message. Pull them off of all the committees they're on. Make it so that the only thing that they can do is show up and vote and that's it. And they have no say in much of anything else. What do you think? Anyway, that's where I'm at. Anyway, just amazing. She says the White House squarely puts the blame on those who have brutally murdered, raped, kidnapped hundreds and hundreds of Israelis. There's no reason. Be back in a minute. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly get involved. And you get involved by actually doing something. Not saying that you're going to do something, but actually doing something, all right? And I mean it. You can't just, no more the, what do they call it, lip service. That's so irritating to me. Anyhow, here's a guy that never does lip service. He's always doing, he's always making something happen, always stepping out there. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. We get some updates, real updates, reality of what's going on over in the Middle East right now. And General, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation. Appreciate it.
I'll always enjoy your time, so do my listeners. All right, let's go with the 80,000-foot overview first. What the heck was Hamas thinking? Did they really, you know, if you go back and look at Jewish history, the history of Israel, they have kicked butt with everybody who have tried to take them down like this. I mean, were they looking just to do damage, or are they really looking to wipe them out first or second time around?
Well, I think it continues with the Iranian support of their proxies, which are the Hezbollah in Lebanon, as well as Hamas that controls the population inside Gaza. So they're on the payroll. They're incentivized by Iran to really destabilize the whole region and destroy Israel at every opportunity. And so they took the opportunity of Yom Kippur, the 40th anniversary, and Shabbat on Friday night and then early Saturday morning to conduct this attack against the villages just adjacent to the Gaza Strip, capture as many people as they can, and retreat back behind the fence. And so now, Joe, as we evaluate the situation at our foundation and our intel people at the Legacy National Security Group, that the ground offensive is starting now. They'll be like Pac-Man. I think they'll chew at the edges of Gaza as the air destroys the structures within Gaza. And so I think that will proceed. We'll probably end by the end of the week. Then the question is that we have, but yet we have an understanding of what must happen. The Palestinians must disengage and leave Gaza. It's all sand anyhow. There's no future for these poor people. They have to get out of there and seek freedom. And our solution is that the other Arab nations have got to take in the Palestinians, get rid of Hamas, which totally controls the Palestinian population, destroy Hamas, not the people, and Israel will then assume control over Gaza. Gaza will exist no more. And you may recall, Joe, when Arafat came in and started the Intifada, there were over 250,000 Palestinians working in Israel, in jobs, in industry. That could happen again. So there's a hope for the Palestinian people. But we have to free them and get them all out of Gaza. That all has to be leveled, banned again, and become part of Israel, in my opinion.
Well, it's funny because I was, believe it or not, I was thinking the same thing today. Looking over the history of Israel, looking over the history of the area, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, one time that Gaza Strip, you know, that area, Israel actually had it working. I mean, people were living decent lives or what have you. When the Palestinians took it over, it became a toilet zone, if you would. But the biggest problem you have is that Israel is willing to live and work side by side and have everybody prosper and move forward, where the Palestinians only have, you know, one item, you know, in their platform. Annihilate Israel. Wipe out any sense, thought, reminder that Israel ever existed. You can't have peace under those circumstances. And are their brothers and sisters, you know, their Muslim brothers and sisters, are they really willing to take on the Palestinians?
Well, many of them are not. They don't like the Palestinians. The Jordanians have said that. But there has to be leadership in the world to say, okay, you six or seven Arab states have got to take in the Palestinians from Gaza.
Wow.
Under Arafat, during that time, it was going to proceed 20%. They had over 200,000 working in Israel, but also 20% of the Jewish population, or I'll say the Israeli population, is Arab. You go up northern Israel, that's all Arab up there, and they're even in the Knesset. And so there's room to move on this, but they've got to take all those poor people out of Gaza, give them a life. The young people, the 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, they've got to be able to flourish, get an education and work. It'll never happen in the confined area of Gaza. That's why Gaza's got to go away.
Yeah, and they're not, I mean, the Palestinian, not the people, the government, but the Palestinian government is not, we'll say, friendly to women being educated, to women being a little bit more independent. I got to tell you, General, as much as it sounds terrible, I was laughing and felt bad at the same time for these gay and lesbian, bisexual kids that were carrying banners that they stood with Palestine. And I'm saying, why don't you take the sign? Why don't you go over to Palestine, you know, go over to where they're at, and carry that sign down the middle of the street. Let's see how long you actually stand. I mean, are these people really that ignorant?
Well, they are and they aren't. They have the internet there within Gaza. They understand what's going on. They're not stupid. If you look at the Palestinians, Arabs that work even in Jerusalem today at the old city, you'll find in the market there, you'll find Palestinian Arab markets. They're there living, as I said, 20% of the population. And so that can occur, but we've got to get rid of Gaza. That's got to disappear and take all those people and move them throughout the Middle East, not into the United States, not into Europe, but into the other Arab nations.
Yes. Yeah, but will the other Arab nations, will the population, I'll say, not the government, but will the population of the other Arab nations accept these people? Because they've been pretty well brainwashed at this point.
Well, they could if you have the right leadership like Trump that would negotiate that with them. They'll take 20,000 or 30,000 in Jordan. They'll take so many up in Lebanon. They'll take some in Syria, some in to Iraq, Iran. So there's plenty of places for these Palestinians to go. But they've been under the control of Hamas for so long and Hamas now, you know, they keep saying a terror organization. They're a military group and a governmental group. They're constantly fed by the budget from Iran.
Yep.
They have leadership. They have control. They have logistics. They work cyber. They have personnel. And that's what Hamas is. They're a military organization now, not just a terrorist organization. And the media keeps building them up as terrorists. They are a dedicated military organization to destroy Israel.
Yep.
Backed 100% by Iran.
All right. We're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about Syria's involvement and what it will take to get these people moved out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
The conflict began when the Palestinian group Hamas launched bombs on Israel over the weekend. The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. Florida Governor DeSantis urging for tougher sanctions on Iran. He announced plans to propose legislation in the next session to target Hamas and restrict Iranian businesses in the state.
It's going to expand the prohibition on state investment in Iranian businesses to include the financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology, mining, metals, shipping, shipbuilding, and port sectors.
No winner in Powerball, so it rolls over Wednesday night to $1.7 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. You get more by going to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. All right, let me bring it back on. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, to get real and honest input and updates as to what's going on overseas. General, again, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
I would call it jackrabbit idiots. That's what we have in charge of the U.S. government, jackrabbit idiots. If I can coin a new term for you.
Anybody got any vanilla ice cream? you can lead them around with a vanilla ice cream cone. Just amazing. Anyhow.
Yeah, as it melts.
So, hey, some of the questions that came in while we were talking during the break.
Sure.
The general population of Israel and the Palestinians as a whole that are living and working there,
right.
As a whole, do they honestly get along with each other? Would they have a problem with just continuing on, just getting along with each other?
They will work with each other. They did. But yet Arafat came in and screwed it all up. And then Hamas comes in and screws it all up, directed by Iran. Yes, 20% of Israel is Arab. A lot of people don't realize that.
No, they don't. They're not taught in school.
So yeah, do your homework. Do your homework, America.
Yes. Good luck with that.
I've been into Israel many times. I know like the back of my hand. I've been up to the Golani Brigade in the north now that are fending off attacks coming from Lebanon and Syria and the Golan Heights. I've been there. I've walked that land. I've been to Jerusalem. I've been all over Israel. And I can tell you the solutions that we're coming up with, the Stand Up America Foundation. By the way, if your listeners go to standupamericaus.org, you'll find everything that I'm talking about. We do our homework.
You know, you do. And people need to go there and just take a look, read around, and support. I mean, these are organizations out there. This is one of them. that will give you the truth. They'll give you the honest truth of what you need to know, whether you like it or not. Because sometimes I don't like what some people think, what some honest organizations think or have found out about other organizations or people. But you need the truth. You need to be able to step out on the truth. The you know, Syria now, it seems like, is getting involved with this. And I'm concerned if too many of these Arab nations get involved, it really is going to draw on Israel. It's really going to pull down on Israel.
Well, I think the situation that was being created by Israel and Saudi Arabia was coming to a very fruitful relationship, and that may have ticked off Iran. And, of course, then we give them $8 billion, which is funded through the Qatar Bank, the Qatar banks. They fund all the radical Islamic organizations out of Qatar. They need to be taken out of action. But we don't have a leadership today. I mean, the whole thing is falling apart in Ukraine. All the billions of dollars, Russia will get its way. Europe is falling apart, the European Union. The new, what I call a new Eastern Alliance, which is BRICS, which is China, Russia, India, North Korea, there'll be South Africa, there'll be as many as 40 organizations as a part of countries as a part of BRICS in the next year, and the dollar will be dismantled.
Yeah, I'm watching what's going on over there as well. I am another question I have for you. I want to get these try to get these answered. Is will they have to wipe out? I mean, you know that Israel isn't going to stand by and surgically bomb or do what they're going to do to Hamas. I mean, they're going to have to wipe out, cause some real damage, and there will be some collateral damage that's going to happen. Will there not?
Well, it's already happening, of course. So there's a lot of innocent Palestinians being killed now with the bombing, with the buildings coming down. But they still have 100-plus hostages that Hamas has captured inside of Israel at that festival. They've killed over the head, decapitated over 40 babies now that were in that those villages in
yep.
South Israel, right on the border. The Israelis are not going to stand for it.
So another irritant is you. I don't know how they're painting a picture of Israel being so evil when it is. These guys were in the kibbutzes, people who aren't bothering anybody. They're living together. They're self-sufficient. They're not bothering anyone. And they went in there.
No.
They went looking for men to slaughter and women to rape.
Oh, it's all planned out for hostages, threw grenades into the homes in the kibbutzes right adjacent to Gaza. And then they went in and slaughtered the babies, took hostages now, and some of the Americans are hostages. Mossad now and the special ops forces of the Israeli armed forces are now working towards finding out where the hostages are. Now, they have over 1,000 Palestinians from Gaza and West Bank in the jail, in the prison there. I've been there by that in Israel. And so maybe they'll start negotiating the Palestinian prisoners for the 100-plus hostages. So that's a possibility. Hamas said they would kill one of the hostages every time a bomb landed in Gaza. Haven't seen much from that lately, but
no, that hasn't happened.
So we'll see.
Well, and the other thing is, where were the intelligence people? I mean, Israel's got a great intelligence gathering group.
Right.
So we're supposed to have a great one. We have allies that should have been getting
information. No, we don't have. We don't have a great one.
Okay. That's why I said supposed
the Israelis have a great one. The Israelis have a great one. Ours is lousy today.
Well, what about the Germans and the Brits, General, and those people?
They're not involved at all.
Really?
No. They have their own problems up there with Ukraine and supporting all that stuff. No, they're not there. Mossad has great intelligence. Again, it was the 40th anniversary of Yom Kippur, and it was Shabbat where they shut down Friday night, everything. Cell phones are off. And so Hamas knew that, and I think they just got him in a week in time.
Oh, yeah. No, they hit them. I was talking about this last night on the show about how this was a Pearl Harbor 9/11 moment, in essence, where, you know,
right,
nothing's going on, nothing's happening. Sunday morning, right, for Pearl Harbor when people aren't, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? And they knew exactly,
yeah,
what they were doing.
There you go.
Yeah, and it didn't get planned out on Thursday afternoon. This has been in the planning for a while.
Oh, no. Huh? Oh, absolutely.
All right. So do you think there's a direct connection with the $6 billion and what took place?
Well, the only connection is that the money that Obama released, the $55 or $60 billion, and then Biden, they released $6 billion. That just goes in their coffers. So it's money in, money out. So if the money came in, they have the money to fund Hezbollah, fund Syria, also fund Hamas in Gaza. And so it's money in, money out. It's no more difficult to understand than that.
Well, I get that, and it's funny how many people don't realize. I mean, especially the money sitting in a Qatar bank,
right?
And if they don't think that that's going to make its way into the wrong hands, into Hamas, and other places, then they really live in a different world than I live in.
Yeah, all they have to do is a bank transfer.
Yep. Yeah, that simple. it's just amazing to me.
They can do it. They can do it online, just send from this bank to this bank.
Okay, so first of all, will we really, do you think? I know some of the stuff you're guessing on, I know. Will we really give the kind of help that Israel needs? Will we give it to them?
Well, we'll give them, we have some ammunition and that in the Mediterranean fleet offshore there. We have some pre-positioned ammunition that's still in Europe. We understand they've tracked even some of the Ukraine weapons that we gave Ukraine, and they've tracked them back to Gaza. Oh, man.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Surprise.
It's crazy. Maybe some of that Afghan weapons even got up there. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's America, you better get away. You better get away quick. Take our government back.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. Wait a minute. You're being too nice. He's the same people who voted for Obama twice. And we got to go for a break. Double team your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Seriously. And let me bring in retired Major General Paul Valley joins me. Always love when he's on. Gets straight information. Don't have to worry about reading through the BS. He just lays it out there the way it should be. General, again, as usual, thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Okay, Joe. Not a problem. Always enjoy your program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Means three of us. You, my wife, and me sometimes. So, again, the kind of questions I'm getting a lot of, if we can't trust our intelligence people anymore.
Right.
I don't even know where you turn to get help. I mean, these people are supposed to be protecting this country. And there are
so many
of them that have turned against us.
Well, come to Stand Up America. You'll get the truth and the intelligence. You can't depend on the government for good intelligence anymore. They're all crooked. They're corrupt. Shut down the CIA. Shut down the FBI. They are no good organizations anymore.
Yeah, how do you... you know what? I've often wondered... You've been closer to this stuff than I have, obviously. How... Trump gets back in. What would be the first things you would tell him to do if you were advising him?
Number one, realign the executive branch.
Okay.
He controls the executive branch. Redo the FBI, redo the CIA, put in generals like Patton, MacArthur, in charge of the Pentagon. Eliminate many organizations within the federal government. Get rid of the IRS. Get rid of the Energy Department. Get rid of the Commerce Department, the Education Department. Take the federal government, spread them out throughout the United States so there's no deep swamp anymore. Yes, it can be done, and Trump would do it. But Trump needs a good team. He never had a really great team. It was all Trump. I want to see Trump in the round table, King Arthur in the round table. I want to know who his people are now. They're going to forge ahead and achieve victory.
He's got to put them out. He's got to put them out ahead of time. This time, I want to know who he thinks are good people for these jobs.
And he doesn't do a good job of putting people. He puts in rhinos and he fires them. He never vetted the generals and admirals like he should have. But Trump has got to get on the top of his game, and he's got to put people in charge, just like General Patton did during World War II. Admiral Nimitz, General MacArthur.
Yeah, but do we have those people anymore?
Yeah, they're in the retired ranks. We're all retired, for God's sake. Go to the retired ranks. Bring us back. You know, as a general, you can bring the government, the Defense Department, you can bring back any general anytime. I'm 84 years old next month. But bring me back. I'll tell you what. I'll straighten things out.
It was funny. I was telling somebody the other day. I just turned 64 myself. So I know I'm a spring chicken, right? But
20 years apart.
But I said, look at if they came to me and said, look, we're shy helicopter pilots, are you willing to go? I'd be, yeah, sure, let's go. Throw me the keys, run out of here. But I'm not so sure that we have younger folks who feel the same way about this country.
No, it's changed, definitely. But even the young people will take good leadership. Good leadership always prevails. We don't have good leadership today. We have weak leadership. And so I would go back. I'd give you 10 generals right now. If you go to flagofficersforamerica.com, flagofficers with the number 4 America, you'll see 300 retired generals and admirals who will stand up and fight for America.
Wow.
But they're all retired. You know, back in World War II, they brought back over 40 retired generals and admirals.
Wow.
Brought them back to active duty.
Yeah, I don't pretend to know. I love to tell people, though, you know, for me, it gets to the point where you're talking about going in, wiping things clean and starting all over again. And I agree with you that he has to get rid of a lot of these organizations, but somehow he's going to be planning that out now. He's going to be sitting in a room now with very trusted people, because I think he even said it himself at one point, he trusted the wrong people. I mean, he thought guys like Chris Christie were going to be on his side and do the right thing, and some of these other guys, and they gave him all the wrong names.
Yep, all the wrong names.
You know?
All the wrong names. And he never fired Christopher Wray. He never realigned the CIA. He never met with the generals and admirals that he should have to find out who's on his side and who's not.
Right.
He would have fired Milley very early in the system. So that's what Trump has to do. He's got to know. He's got to have, you know, Joe, like I used to say, it used to be the sergeant major or the first sergeant. If you had a good first sergeant and sergeant major, they would take care of things for you.
Yeah, you know what? Yes, you're right. In any organization, you know. The big thing, too, is I think he values loyalty. But when it comes to D.C., when it comes to government, when it comes to politicians, you know, loyalty is where the next seat might be for them.
I want warriors. I want people that can get things done. I want people that can win in combat. We haven't won a war since World War II. We haven't won any of these things. We gave up Afghanistan. We moved out of Vietnam. We went in under Bush, who should be tried for treason. going into the Middle East and disturbing all of that that Bush did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the two brightest guys in all of this today are Putin and Xi. They understand what's going on. They're playing a high-level game of chess. We are playing a low-level game of checkers.
Okay. I'm so glad you said that. Because Trump was talking, they were taking him to the woodshed because he kept talking about how much respect he had for Xi and Putin, because they know, they see, they have the experience, and their only goal in their mind is to protect their people, okay, way they believe to be truth. And that's what he was saying, protecting their people, and they took him to the woodshed for that.
That's right. We should have somebody who protects our people, except we put them in jail as white wing. extremists. These people have destroyed our government in 3 years. Biden and company, these people have destroyed. But it's all been planned out.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, Obama laid the foundation for all of this.
He did. Obama should be arrested. He should be tried for treason.
Yeah, with some of the things he did, you could easily call that out and show
it.
And the flat-out lying about the money to Iran. You know, he sat there and he said, well, we couldn't wire it to them because that was illegal, right? Because of the list that they were on. So we decided to put it on pallets and send it to them. I'm going, wait a minute. First of all, you're the president of the United States. You couldn't change this, number one. And number two is you just said you skirted the legal system and you said to them, even though you knew that illegally and for the spirit of what was being done, they weren't supposed to get that money.
Oh, that's right. He was the illegal president. He was put in there as a puppet by George Soros and others. And he basically changed America forever.
Well, he said it. He said he was going to foundationally change this country. He did it.
He's the target of my new book called Invisible Treason in America. And Biden, Obama, and Soros and others are targeted in our book as the guys that created treason in America.
And they can get that where?
It's on Amazon now, an e-book that'll be out in hard copy at the end of the month. Invisible Treason in America.
Okay. You got about a minute.
You'll love it.
Got about a minute and a half. Tell us about your organization and how they can help you.
Well, go to StandUpAmericaUS.org. Help us out. We have a great staff. Our intelligence is better than the CIA, I guarantee you. We deal in the truth. I think from that standpoint, if you can help, we've been around since 2006. We've never been in debt. We do great things for the country. And our newsletter you can find on StandUpAmericaUS.org.
Well, I do appreciate the work that you do. I do appreciate everything you're doing. And I appreciate the no-nonsense information you give us, too. I mean, I tell people, there are a lot of guys out there pretending to have the inside word. They're pretending to have the information. And they don't. And you pretty much backed up. I talked to a few people, a couple of Congress people today, and everything you told me is kind of what they came through with. So I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate the time you're with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Dealing the truth. Dealing the truth only.
Yep. God bless. Thanks for being with me. And we will catch up with you again in a week or two.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, again, he's on the show every couple of weeks or so. Always appreciate his time. Never have any real issues with him. As far as, oh my God, he called for this and that was wrong. And that's why I appreciate it. Like I tell you, I don't have a clue. I don't make believe like I've got these imaginary friends in Congress that I get information from. I had some concerns today. We'll probably talk about them in the next hour. About how much ammunition do we have? How much munition does Israel have? Can they control it? I mean, can they maintain? And the answers I got were unequivocally yes, 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 and yes. So anyway. Joe Masini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dinkins joins me in the next hour to have some of your legal questions answered.